Larson's Owl Pellets. Thanks to Monty Larson for supplying us with some great information weekly. And guess what Monty Larson has for us this week? Since it's National FFA Week, he's got some FFA trivia and facts. And hopefully we don't spoil the Stewart FFA show this morning with all of our information that Monty's provided us. So here you go, a little FFA trivia for you today. Nebraska was the sixth state to be chartered with the National FFA way back in 1928. The first National FFA convention was held at the Baltimore Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri in 1928. The FFA creed written by E.M. Tiffany was adopted at the third National Convention in 1930. How about that famous corduroy jacket? That became the official dress back in 1933. In 1942, the National FFA Convention was streamlined as thousands of FFA members were serving our country in World War II. And in 1944, over 138,000 members were involved in the World War II effort. The new Farmers of America, the organization for young black men interested in agriculture and leadership, merged with the Future Farmers of America in 1965, and females were allowed membership into the FFA in 1969. President Gerald Ford, one of our presidents, spoke at the National FFA Convention in 1974, and Jan Eberle of California became the first female National FFA president in 1982. In 1988, the Future Farmers of America became the National FFA organization, and Louisville, Kentucky hosted the first National FFA convention outside of Kansas City, Missouri in 1999. Many of you will remember in 2003, Ram Trucks' So God Made a Farmer Super Bowl commercial exceeded 18 million views on YouTube, and the company donated $1 million to FFA. How many members are in FFA? Well, the National FFA organization currently has over 700,000 members, and Nebraska has over 9,000 members. The official colors of the FFA are corn gold and national blue, and there are six major components of the FFA emblem. There's a cross-section of an ear of corn, symbolizing unity as corn is grown in all 50 states, the rising sun indicating progress, the eagle is a symbol of freedom, the plow is an icon for labor and tillage of the soil. The word agricultural education in FFA to show the link between education and the leadership component known as FFA. And the owl symbolizes wisdom and knowledge. A complete agricultural education program is based upon the three-circle model known as classroom laboratory, FFA, and SAE, that's supervised agricultural experience. The area out here is District 10, and that FFA consists of the following 16 chapters: Ainsworth, Boyd County, Burwell, Chambers, Elgin, Elkhorn Valley, Keepaha, Loup County, Neely Oakdale, O'Neill, Ord, Rock County, Sargent, Stewart, West Holt, and Wheeler Central. And how about District 10? Three of the last four Nebraska State FFA presidents have come from District 10: Jake Judge of West Holt, Cooper Yelenick of West Holt, and Madison Strikey of Stewart. In 2020, seven state-winning proficiency award applications came from District 10, and 20 career development event teams from District 10 finished in the top 10 at the state FFA convention in 2020, ranging in contests from ag sales to floriculture to welding to livestock evaluation. 11 leadership development event individuals and teams from District 10 finished as gold medalists at last year's state FFA convention, and six of last year's state star finalists, only 24 recognized, came from District 10. There's 12 FFA districts in the Nebraska FFA Association, counting for 189 FFA chapters in Nebraska. So there you go. Little FFA trivia for you on our edition of Owl Pellets. Thanks to Monty Larson, who, by the way, is a Stewart FFA Ag Advisor. And our thought for the day. Since it's FFA week, you may outgrow the jacket, but you will never outgrow the experience.